The nation's largest advocacy group for people over the age of 50 is joining an ongoing age discrimination lawsuit against the Ford Motor Company. The legal arm of the AARP plans to provide free research, legal services, and attorneys to litigate the case. The suit alleges that Ford uses a job performance review system to force out older managers. More from Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET in Detroit.
Older managers tend to make higher salaries, either because they're that good or simply because they've been there that long. Like most corporations, the Ford Motor Company tries to judge employee effectiveness by grading the universally dreaded annual job performance review. About 2 years ago, Ford added a new wrinkle. Managers rated in the lowest 10% would not get a bonus or raise. If they didn't improve, they could be fired. But a group of older Ford managers alleges that there are an inordinate number of older managers in that bottom 10%, almost as if the automaker was hoping to erase them and their high salaries from its bottom line.
That's what it looks like. Certainly we've got a long way to go before we can prove that.
Tom Osborne is a senior attorney with the AARP Foundation, a group very selective about where it applies its legal clout. But Osborne says the Ford suit, and one like it filed in Georgia against Lucent Technologies, could be the start of a trend. Companies targeting even the most efficient older worker for termination by purposely giving them low approval ratings.
That doesn't fit. If they've had excellent work records over a long period of time, how all of a sudden do they become the bottom 10% of the workforce? It just doesn't make sense.
But Ford officials counter that the last thing a manager should be surprised about, let alone sue over, is their performance rating, because they know it well in advance. Ford's Kathleen Vokes says the ratings only affect about 18,000 mid-level managers worldwide. She says those managers are regularly appraised of what their performance grade is and given many chances for training or education to upgrade it before the year's final review.
Performance reviews are not new. So this year, I think what was new is the lack of compensation for those in, say, the bottom 10% of the management group.
Ford Chairman Jack Nasser began the financial incentive 2 years ago, ostensibly as a way to improve managers' performance. What it also did, company officials say, is end the practice of giving a token 1 or 2% pay increase to lackluster managers wanting to save face. Older managers may be embarrassed, but Ford's Vokes says they are not discriminated against.
Absolutely not. Competition is tough. We need the best talent to survive. And to keep the best talent of any age, we need to reward them accordingly.
Ford is changing how it does that. The financial incentive will now apply only to managers in the bottom 5% of the job ratings. The issue itself remains under judicial review in Detroit's Wayne County Circuit Court, where a judge may be the first to determine if Ford is unfairly skewing its job ratings to force out the most experienced, highly paid employees, or is simply hearing complaints from aging managers embarrassed they didn't get a raise this year. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.